She's a Grammy-winning singer, songwriter, author, actress, and activist. There's not much Naomi Judd hasn't done. She's led a colorful life with her share of ups and downs. Vocal about abuse, poverty, and depression, she's shared it all through her gifts over the years. As beautiful on the inside as she is on the out, the 75-year-old is, among other wonderful things, a testament to perseverance. We caught up with her virtually at her home in Tennessee this week to hear about her latest project, part one of the movie series on Lifetime, called Ruby.
Naomi, thank you so much for doing this.
Hey, appreciate you doing this.
Tell us about this movie. You're so good in it.
Thank you. I'm really excited about doing this because I believe in this author. Her name is V.C. Andrews, Canadian. And when I read the script, I knew I wanted to do it because it's literally about the spirit-mind-body connection, which so fascinates me. I play a shaman. It was so fun playing a shaman. I'm a nurse. I was a nurse before I started singing with life. But there are all these different ways that people can heal. And in my role as a shaman, I go into a little grass hut with a woman laying on the dirt with a dead baby in her arms. And the baby was stillborn, and they believe that if a baby dies before it's been baptized, then it will be inhabited by demons and spirits and devils and all. So I have to exorcise the baby so it can have peace. But it's a really good series. They're doing four of them, and I'm in the first. I get to play all these different characters when I get to act, because there's a lot of them are part of my personality. Like I said, I was an RN, and I've helped women give birth. I had to help people who were dying.
What's something that nobody knows about you, if there is anything?
Oh, we were playing a game where you name four things and only one of them you did. Let me play it with you. So I was engaged to marry the director of the CIA, Bill Webster. I was the ringmaster in Barnum and Bailey Circus. I once had a 4-foot long boa wrapped around my neck, and I've seen Dolly Parton naked.
Oh my goodness, that's pretty good.
Which one do you think is true?
Dolly Parton naked.
They're all true. If I married the director of the CIA, I realized that Winona and Ashley would never be able to have sex or have fun or do anything, because we'd always have a Secret Service with us, so.
How is Ashley doing?
She's well, thank you. She's, we've got a long journey, but she could easily have died. It was in the rainforest, and she was with a research assistant studying bonobo monkeys from Harvard. And she fell into this deep hole and broke her leg in three places.
Ugh, awful.
I'm going to go down and rub her feet here in a minute, give her meds and check on her.
Aw, it's good that you're a nurse. She has some training. You can take care of her, besides being her mommy, of course.
I was actually going to get my MD and become a doctor so I could work with people who are unloved. But one of them started singing.
Wow.
Got her a guitar, and there we go.
So are you guys performing still, or do you have plans to?
You never know. You never know. We're very in the moment, very spontaneous, which of course scares the crap out of people around us. And I just actually finished FaceTiming with Washi. Winona lives on that side of me, and Ashley lives on the other side of me. We're this little compound. Winona has pigs in her house. I was over her house yesterday, and I heard it. And three little pigs came into the kitchen. You never know.
That's adorable.
Adorable.
Kind of.
What kind of dog do you have?
I don't have any dogs. I have a cat. I have a cat and two boys, and they keep me busy. No dogs. Maybe when my cat goes. My cat is 17, so maybe when she leaves me, I'll get a dog. I did grow up with dogs. Do you have dogs?
Oh, yeah. They're right here.
Aw.
I work with the American Humane Association. So I'm all about dogs.
What's so special about dogs?
You don't know? I studied the spirit, mind, body connection. And we know, we've got research and stuff, because dogs are the only creature that loves you more than they love themselves. And they are warm and soft, and they don't judge us. Sleeps on my pillow with me.
What inspires you most in life?
Everyday people, when they're faced with an abrupt, scary problem, that somehow they're able to access it's like psychological tools in a toolbox. I figured out all these, probably a dozen steps that I go through to calm myself down.
What are two of them?
One is really think about what you're doing before you get any further, and abandon it if it's not serving you and others.
And what's your secret to longevity and just looking so gorgeous?
Well, you're very sweet. Thank you. 75 years old.
Amazing.
And I have so much love for other people and things to learn. But I have a book out called River of Time, which is about my dent and rehab, and illuminate some of the things that I've learned. I carry them in the trunk of my car, so I can pass them out to people at the grocery store who come up to me. A guy came up to me recently at the carport on Highway 96 out here and said, I knew there was something going on. I saw him tear up. And he said, could I talk to you for a minute? I was just diagnosed with prostate cancer. So I kind of went over under the shade tree and took a look out. It's very meaningful, because that's when I realized that I have a responsibility, being a registered nurse and being able to be so fortunate to have people like you to share stuff with.
You're a good person. Thank you. Resonates. Thank you. And what's next for you?
My life is such an adventure. It's this whole encyclopedic range of tantalizing things that I could do to learn more. Sometimes I audit classes at Vanderbilt here in Nashville to study neuroscience and, again, the spirit mind body connection with the brain.
You have lived an extraordinary life. What would your current self tell your younger self?
That's thought-provoking. I think it would be to realize I'm doing the best I can. It's not easy or perfect. I've had a lot of tragedy and stuff happen, and it's been a rough road. And here I am.
Yeah, persevering. You're amazing. What's something that you want to do that you haven't done yet?
That's a good question. Can I get back to you on that? I take so pretty seriously.
There's not much left, Naomi. You've pretty much done it all.
No. I'll tell you next time I see you.
All right, sounds good. Thank you guys so much. Thank you, Naomi. Yeah.